Let me speak to you for a few moments on what it is to confess Christ. We hear this term a lot in religious circles, but what is it to confess Christ? In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, we read, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Now, here's several things to think about in this matter of confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, it is to have an understanding in the mind and heart of who Christ is and what Christ did and where Christ is. The Son of God has come, the scriptures say, and given us an understanding. Who is he? Well, he's God himself. What did he do? He redeemed a people. He satisfied the holy law of God. And by his righteousness, his people are made righteous in him. And where is he now? He's seated in the heavenlies, interceding in behalf of everyone for whom he died. That's a glorious truth. And to confess him is to confess him as he is. Secondly, it's to believe Christ in the heart. In Romans chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10, it says, "For with the heart confession is made unto salvation." It's to receive Christ with a sincere and genuine heart love and committal as Lord and Savior, prophet, priest, and king. It's not just a matter of bowing the head and saying a sinner's prayer and making a decision. Now, this is the work of the Holy Spirit himself, causing the sinner to receive, to welcome Christ with a sincere and genuine heart love. Only God can give that. But that's what it is to confess him. Confess him in the heart. And then thirdly, is to confess Christ openly and publicly in believer's baptism. Any sort of ceremony that is prior to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not baptism. And any sort of ceremony that's merely sprinkling a little water on the head or aspersion and not immersion, as the word signifies, baptism, is to plunge in the water. It's not baptism. "He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved." Baptism does not save nor add anything to the Savior's work, but it is a confession of and identification with and testimony of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, and our own death to sin and resurrection to walk with him. And then fourthly, to confess Christ is to identify with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the people who love him, and the preachers who preach his gospel of free and sovereign grace. Paul said to Timothy, "Be not ashamed of the testimony of the gospel of our Lord, nor of me his servant, but be ready yourself to partake or be identified of the afflictions of the gospel." Where the gospel is preached, where the true people of God meet together, where the name of Christ is worshipped and exalted, there I want to be.